When you got something to say, but you ain't got all day, here's another quickie.
So, yeah, we've had some exciting news these past couple of weeks.
So much exciting news.
So much exciting.
You know what's funny? It's like, I feel like we're going to run out of shit to say, but you know, then the universe.
And then we are gifted with all of these beautiful things just dropped into our laps.
Yes, it's awesome.
So what I'm most excited about is a vaccine. We have three potential vaccines. And one might be available on my birthday. Like, granted.
Like, on your actual birthday?
On my legitimate birthday.
That's kind of cool, because then you'll, like, I don't know. It'll feel different, right? Like, it'll be like, it's vaccine day.
It is.
But it's also
my birthday. For me. I won't get it on my birthday.
No, you will not get it. Nobody will give it to you on your birthday now.
No.
I mean, maybe if you write a letter.
You know what? But I would line up for it. Like, a month ago, I was like, hell no. I am not trying to get any kind of, because remember we were talking about how it might turn us into donkeys. Like, I was terrified.
Or zombies. I'm not really. Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, I don't know, like, you would be okay. Just, I'm actually surprised that you just said that. So I'm kind of taken aback. Mm-hmm. You would line up for it. Like, that to me feels a little bit like aggressive.
Wait, you mean like outside line in a line? No, I don't stand in line unless I'm at Disneyland.
No, like, I know this about you. Yeah. You're bougie like me. Ain't nobody standing in a line.
But
if there's a doctor, line, I'm not standing in it.
Yeah, but if my doctor called me and she was like, we got the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, are you in? Yeah, I'm in. For
you
both
have no
doses.
You don't have concerns about, I don't know.
Long-term side effects?
Yeah,
but you know what? I also have concerns about coronavirus.
Yes, but okay, fair. Check this out. So we have a mutual friend. She will remain nameless. She maybe sends me conspiracy theory things about vaccines. I love her so. She's the greatest person I know. And it's she's the most logical person I know. Often in the same room with me, telling me to be logical. And this is the one thing I feel like she might be a little illogical about. Now, with that said, she also doesn't get the flu shot. Like, she's just not that person. You have to talk about people of color's relationships to shots and vaccines and Tuskegee experiment, like, all of those things, right?
Yeah.
So there's this compounded thing. But don't you think that maybe we want to take just like a teeny bit more time to kind of see, like, I'm totally game to wear a mask for another 6 months to double that people's don't start, I don't know, their skin doesn't start melting or they don't turn into zombies, because I just recently saw I Am Legend and that kind of fucked me up.
Well, I don't do that. You don't mess with zombies.
Well, you don't
movies.
Do what?
Zombie movies. I don't do,
well,
I don't do
if
any
you
of
watch
that.
Zombie movies, you would not feel so inclined to line up for a vaccine.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, I just feel like, look, I think it's beautiful news. I think it's great news. I think that it's unfortunately encouraged people to stop social distancing, to not wear masks. I can't count the number of people who have literally just texted me and called me and been like, girl, are you okay? As if I was personally attacked by COVID because I live in the state of Texas. Mm. And I think that more people are going to die. I think that more people are going to get sick, because I'm like, the lack of responsibility and the selfishness is mind blowing. And like, look, it's great. There's going to be a vaccine and that's wonderful. I get nervous. I don't know. I find it suspicious that, you know, Pfizer put out a vaccine and they're like, all right, cool. So we're like over 90% efficacy. Uh-huh. We got some storage issues and we have some like lifespan issues. Right.
Yeah.
And then the next day Moderna was like, we don't, we're good over here. That's suspect to me.
And AstraZeneca's,
you know what I mean?
Like, I don't have any problems either.
I don't have any problems at all. I'm great. It can live forever. You can store it in your purse. Like, it's just, I don't know. I find that to be subject or suspicious.
Yeah, like, I don't just know. I'm not a scientist, but my dad said something hilarious a couple weeks ago. He was just like, yeah, he was like, I heard that they were going to give it to all the Black people first.
Oh, Johnson & Johnson. Yes. So no,
this is a real thing.
This is a real thing. Oh, no. I swear to God. So over the summer, I'm almost positive it was Johnson & Johnson. There was an article that came out, and again, it was circulating in all kinds of different places, and I will dig it up for you, and I will post it in our Me, Myself, I, and You Facebook when I find it.
Oh, no.
But yes, it was basically, the headline of the article was, we can't really test the efficacy of this vaccine unless African-Americans participate. Mm-mm. Now, when I tell you the comedy that followed in social media circles was probably the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my life. It was like, we all know what this looks like. No, thank you. Moving on.
As a coping mechanism because of the atrocities.
The like atrocities.
It's not even funny. It's
the
awful.
Atrocities of how Black people are treated in the medical community, which I think we should talk about one day.
Yeah.
But yes.
Black women particularly.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we don't feel just pain.
No pain. Not a stitch. Which is, I'm like the biggest baby ever. Like somebody like throws a punch near me and I'm like, yeah, you hit me. It's like, I never touched you. Like that's me. So it's like, I find it completely comical that is the, that's the thing. And you know, I don't know about you, but like, I wasn't educated on that at a young age. It was when I was like in the last few years,
yeah,
I started doing research about that. And now you go back and you question like every interaction you've had with a doctor, especially a white male doctor.
Which and I had zero of, except for yes, my dentist, see, but that's
I it. Did when I had my son. Mm. So, and I remember, and for those of you who don't know the story of my son's birth, it was a really tough one. And he was born very early and there were a lot of problems and both of us were at risk. And it was a very scary time, but I remember having all these pains and I remember the doctor literally telling me, it's not that big of a deal. If it was really that big of a deal, then you would be on the floor. And I cannot unthink about that now, because now I'm like, you piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I, you know, was on bed rest. I had every gestational diabetes, eczema, or not eczema.
I have eczema right now?
What is that called? Your blood pressure.
Preeclampsia.
Preeclampsia eczema. That is so funny. I'm so tired. So I had preeclampsia and I had all these things going on and like I could have died and my son could have died. And who knows if that was something that was in his mind. You know, it's like you want to think the best of people, but he also just kind of ignored what happened. And then all this stuff that happened afterwards was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But that's why people don't trust vaccines and doctors and or Black people in particular.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hang out. I'm going to hold on for hope because you and I work in the same industry and we need that vaccine.
Yeah. And in the grand scheme of things, we have not been waiting a long time. But look, God, it feels like it.
It does.
Yeah.
I was just saying last night, I was like, gosh, I can't believe like everybody remembers March 13th. Like that's their day, right? It's like the day the world shut down. And we're rounding a year of living like this. And I don't know about you, but like the vaccine, obviously, like you can't take the vaccine and be like, I'm going to the bar. Like you can't do that. You have to take the vaccine, then you have to quarantine, then you have to take your booster, then you have to quarantine again.
Yeah.
And it's a month, you know, it's a month that you're gonna have to wait. But you know, the interesting part will be like how many, like what the verification will look like now, like similar to how you have to provide your vaccination papers at a school. Am I going to have to provide vaccination papers before I get on a plane, before I go to an event or register for an event, before I do anything, before I stay in a hotel? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah.
And the dystopian weirdo in me is like, dystopian society weirdo in me is like the whole like chip thing. Like, you know, people freak out. They're like, oh my gosh. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, the vaccine's you know, full of like a tracking device. I don't.
Yeah. I, and again, I don't, Is it weird that I don't care?
I mean, listen to me. Does it mean that I get to travel? I could go to the movies?
I don't, I mean, I'm not doing anything crazy. But at the end of the day, like, let's just say there is a chip inside and it's a tracking device and like you're fucked for life and Bill Gates has you by the nuts, right? So like, doesn't he anyway?
Doesn't Facebook track us? Is your phone in your pocket? Everybody knows where you are.
Like, that's the part that's so fascinating to me. There was, I think I said this to you, there was a TikTok of this well-meaning, beautiful blonde girl doing a very dramatic, I mean, my God.
Like, oh, where she got like hit in the face?
Oh, yeah. It was like the most intense thing. She's like, there's this dramatic song and she's like, I'm here. I don't want to take the vaccine. And then it's like cuts to like a doctor being like, you know that if you don't take the vaccine, you'll be killed. And she's like crying and she's like, I know. And then it's like they implant the chip and she's just like, I don't want to do it. And she fights. And then it looks like somebody like punches her in the face and she's got fake blood and bruises on her. It is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my whole ass life.
It was wild.
I wish everybody could see this. But again, the humor that came out of people's reactions to it is the best thing ever. But like, there are people who think this, but they think this and then they also carry their phone in their pocket or their purse.
Or drive their cars with the built-in.
Or drive their car, exactly. Or check in where they're having dinner or anything. Have a computer,
use your debit card,
have their groceries delivered. Yeah. It's just like, get it together. I don't know. I guess I'm worried about like dying from like some kind of illness that wasn't covered in the handbook. Like, you don't have coronavirus, but now you have even more heart disease. Good talk. But you didn't get coronavirus. I don't know how I feel.
I'm gonna get it and I'll keep a diary.
You just let me know and we'll talk about how you're feeling in quick pods, and if something happens to you, I'm sure I have your blessing to just move forward with the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, would you replace me?
Probably not. I'm an attention whore that way.
Yeah, just let it ride. Do your thing.
You are.
So, I mean, we've been waiting a long time and we're what feels like a relative long time. The light at the end of this long ass tunnel is getting brighter and brighter. And speaking of lights at the end of the tunnel today.
Wait. I do have to say one more thing about the vaccine.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen it, I implore all people to look it up. Please watch the interview with Dr. Fauci, where this beautiful man has the sheer amazingness and audacity to ask Dr. Fauci, will the gays ever be able to have brunch again? And Dr. Fauci says yes and asks if he can come. Aww. And it was amazing. And if you just watch it, please watch it, find it, it's great. Anyway. You were saying.
I was saying that today the Trump administration authorized for the Biden transition to begin.
They did. Isn't that funny how that happened? Isn't it funny how that Emily woman, what's her name?
I just said it.
Yeah. I don't think it's worth mentioning.
Emily Murphy.
Yeah. So she basically has been threatened within an inch of her life, which I don't necessarily disagree with, but just sold her soul. And now she's, you know, reaping the benefits of that. He tweeted, right? He said, you know, she did her job.
I mean, I don't know. I've never heard of the General Services Administration. Like, what do they do?
I don't know. I've never heard of them either. Exactly. I didn't know. They were like the GSA. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what that means. The Gymnastics Association.
In normal years, maybe the administrator doesn't have to drag this out, right? Because the loser says, you're right, I lost.
I think in the future, that person does not exist. And there will be safeguards to make sure that that person doesn't have the power that that they used in this instance. That will never happen again.
But I do think it's interesting. So Michigan certified all the votes today, right?
It took a minute, but they did.
So is that, and you know me, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. Maybe that's what they were waiting for. Like, do you have to wait Mm-mm. for all of those?
You don't have to do, you don't have to wait for any of that. And quite frankly, the margins, Michigan doesn't matter anyway. In basic math, it doesn't matter. This is a game. I believe that all of this is a game to distract from incarceration. I believe this 1,020 million gajillion billion percent. I think that this is like a distraction game on the incarceration side. I think this is a distraction game as it pertains to Georgia and the runoff. I think it's all a way to keep people focused over there instead of focusing on Georgia, which is where everyone's energy should fucking be.
Yeah.
Right. And that is, I'm fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by just the clown shit that has gone on. The stuff that went on in Michigan is disgusting in itself. And people trying to vote in a way, like, it was just so ridiculous. But the people, what I am proud of is that the people of Michigan were just like, not today, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, not today.
Yeah.
And I think that that gives people in the United States a sense of belonging in their own, like, they belong here. They have control here. They can stand up and do this, right? Like, there is just more. I don't know about you, but I feel like there have been years that I have voted and known that there was nothing that I could do about the outcome, right? Sure. I feel now more than ever that the way that people communicate has been underestimated, right? It's like, you can't even sniff voter suppression without people picking it up and running it down the field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, this is all cute, but it is very easy to identify who is the oppressor in this situation and the cheating that goes on. And like, I've never been the type of person, I'm kind of cutthroat in a lot of ways, but not in the way of democracy.
Right.
And this Lindsey Graham shenanigans, like, I just, there's just something about that clown that just like really, really irritates me. And I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I think that he's just like, I've never seen such a coward in my life.
His name is Ted Cruz. They're cut from the same cloth, though.
I mean, could you imagine Ted Cruz did? What did Trump call his wife?
He called her a pig.
I mean, damn. Like, if you, like, and then to still, like, be like, that's my dude. Like, I just don't even know how. And also, like, if you're her, like, how do you feel every day? Do you care? Are the pills working? Like, I don't know, I don't know how anyone looks at these individuals and goes, yeah, like, even just like they're like the way they look, like, let's just back up for 1 second. Ted Cruz looks like old school cartoon fucking Dennis the Menace. Like, he just does. Like, his hair looks like a comic strip.
He's always like, reminding me of Eddie Munster.
But like,
oh, no, Grandpa Munster. No, Grandpa Munster. Yeah.
Oh my word. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
He's always reminded me of him.
Yes. And he's just kind of like a yuck.
And then he grew that beard.
It's that was
what
gross.
Are you trying to do?
No. Wow. No. I don't know. And then Lindsey Graham, I have my personal feelings about Lindsey Graham, and I want to see Lindsey Graham have a nice life sometimes. And then other times I want to kick him down a flight of stairs. So it is, I think I'm hoping and I'm praying that people will get the let out. People will check their registrations. Voter purging is real. Voter suppression is real.
Yeah.
Do not sit on it. Do not wait. Do not assume that everything is okay. Literally takes minutes to check. You can go to the voter site in Georgia and you can look at it, and we will put the link in the bio of this episode. If you know somebody who lives in Georgia, if you live in Georgia, if you, I don't know, have an old roommate that maybe you thought used to live in Georgia, just make sure that they check their registration and that they make sure that it's valid, because these things are real. They are not a figment of your imagination. It's the United States. Shit happens.
Yeah. And don't be distracted by all this clown shit. It's,
it's really super
easy to get distracted. I mean, I can't with Rudy Giuliani. Like, I just,
oh my God. Okay. So like, okay. So, okay. This is, I am treading lightly because I don't like making fun of, like, elderly people. So I think we should speak in fact.
Yes.
I also do think that you get what you put out in the world, so let's fucking do this.
His face and hair dye.
Yes, this is what I mean. Like, he's old, he's sweating, he just came off of a horrible PR thing with the Borat movie, and like, you know,
all the more reason why you don't send him out to represent you. Is that your A team?
But this is, but the A team hasn't been out anywhere. Are you reading the transcripts from these, like, courtroom battles? They're hysterical. Oh, and yeah, I've had literally, I am currently involved. I have a sixth grade government education. And the only reason that I have it is because I'm virtual teaching my son. Right? Like, that's it. That's all I've got. But the transcripts that I'm reading are, it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I could do a better job. I'm positive I can do a better job. Now, Giuliani, you just don't send the creepy old man out. Like, if that, and also when your argument has been that Uncle Joe is a creepy old man. So Giuliani is sweating and dripping hair dye from his face. While he's trying to hit on reporters in a movie, young girl reporters. Like, come on. It just doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes any sense.
None of it. And I think the thing that I'm waiting for the most is, you know, I don't want to make fun of Giuliani for who I hope that he figures it out. In particular, his hair dye situation. And maybe
he's got time to turn it around. Anymore. Like, yeah, he can turn it around.
Don't use that product anymore. And, you know, for a guy who, you know, was like, has been like, he's still standing on the shoulders of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. Like you have shown your true colors. This unfortunately is your legacy. And I just,
it's not even the same person.
It's not, well, it is the same person. And that's the interesting part. Oh, is that if you look at Giuliani's record, and you look at who he actually is as a politician, it is exactly who he is. And most New Yorkers know that. And that he very much like runs with 9/11 and his 9/11 response. And he has been campaigning on that for years, and he's not even the mayor of New York City anymore. And I think it's exploitation at its best. Yeah. And it's disgusting and it's very politico. Now, I feel like, I see this like commonality where like the fly on Pence's head, the dripping, sweating Giuliani, Kayleigh McEnany. Is it Kayleigh? What's her name?
McEnany? Her name's, it's Kayleigh McEnany.
Kayleigh McEnany.
Yeah.
Every time she's on camera, I just think to myself, when is she gonna crack? Like, because it's like she's just, you look at her face and you look at her eyes and it's like any minute now she's gonna lose her shit. Like Jerry Maguire leaving his office, like in the beginning of Jerry Maguire. And like,
I can't wait for it to happen.
I want it to happen on national television.
Yeah.
And I want to rewind it.
Like, maybe she's holding out for the book deal, yo. I don't know. I think,
I guess, what would you do if you were in her position? Would you hold out for the book deal, or would you have some integrity?
I would finish my job. And then as soon as it was over, I would tell my side of the story and what it took every day to go out and do my job.
What would you do with the proceeds of that book?
I mean, I don't.
Did you learn anything from the experience?
Yeah. I don't know that much about her as a person. I just know about like her education, and I feel like she's an intelligent person. So I feel like what she's doing right now, she's doing her job, and she does it okay, or she did do it okay before shit got sideways.
Do you think she did it okay?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
Do you think that circumstance on who she was representing, or do you think that that is like her doing a good job? Like, because I guess from my perspective, it's like that binder was really upsetting to me.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking binder. Everywhere she got that stupid ass binder, and she's flipping through those stupid ass pages, almost as if like she never took a debate class in her life, and she has got to flip through her pages to remind herself which lie she's going to stack that day.
Yeah, that's not her fault though. She wasn't the one telling the
lies.
She had to back them up. So yeah, if you need a binder to be able to speak to every single lie that your boss has told, then you do it. Right?
I mean, you're not going to get it right out of me. I think from my perspective, I love you. You're not going to get it right out of me. I think from my perspective, I can't even begin to put myself in that situation, because like, at what point do you say like, you're a fucking liar? You know what I mean? Like, at what point do you just say, I don't believe any of these things? Because here's the thing, to your point earlier, I actually don't believe that. I don't believe that she believes this shit. I think that she is riding the train for the book deal.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Then what? That better sell a lot of fucking copies. And somebody has to want to give you a deal.
And right? Maybe
which
not
I
even
think
the
somebody
deal.
Will.
Maybe that's too literal, right? Maybe that's mm-hmm. too on the
Look
nose.
Look at Tomi Lahren. They're the same.
I think Kayleigh McEnany actually has a career in politics if she does this right. Tomi Lahren does not. She's a talking head, right?
I feel
like they're different.
She's going to run a campaign?
Not tomorrow. Not in 2 years. I think she's going to play the long game.
I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Speaking of long games.
I don't know. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about Ricky Schroeder.
Oh no. He's so disappointing.
Was he ever like not disappointing though? I guess like there was a moment when like I read, okay, so let's back up because people might not know. Ricky Schroeder and the MyPillow loser donated $2 million. Oh, and Scott Baio. Donated $2 million to get Kyle Rittenhouse out of jail. I didn't know. I did not know that Ricky Schroeder was like that intense. I also like, I read some articles where he's just like, God is like, he's tweeting. He's like, this is my America and blah, 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 blah. He's got his gun and it's like, Ricky Schroeder was in Malibu. And I don't believe that. I don't think that Ricky Schroeder lives in Malibu. And if he does, he lives in like someone's guest house. Malibu. I don't think Ricky Schroeder is like, you know, like this. I just don't think that he's like the bee's knees and like he's
like,
balling
what is
out
his
Malibu
life
with like
now?
His Fox News. Like, I don't know. He was on, obviously he's comes from Silver Spoon's fame.
Yeah, yeah.
But arguably the long game and the win goes to Alfonso Ribeiro, hashtag Carlton, hashtag if you haven't watched the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion, you should.
It's super good.
But I think he's the real winner aside from Ricky Schroeder. And then Ricky Schroeder went on to do, he was on NYPD Blue, right?
Okay.
Right, exactly. My dad watched that show. I don't care that much.
Like, if you say so, I don't really care that much.
Yeah. So like, you're like, okay, great. Sounds amazing.
I believe you.
I think that, like, I just find this all to be very interesting. I think Kyle Rittenhouse is being used as this example of, you know, Second Amendment rights, and we support it, and this poor kid, and, you know, I find it to be disgusting, all of the behavior. And I think funding it is a clown move within itself, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, and I've had this conversation with friends that we know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to hear both ends of it, because I do want to understand how you defend the behavior. But nowadays, people just really believe what they want to believe. They feel that he was attacked and he was defending himself, and that it was perfectly okay that he bring a gun across state lines, or that, you know, his mother go out there and like defend businesses that don't even belong to them. And that, to me, that narrative and believing that narrative is so problematic in the sense of like law and order and how it's different. If my Black child or anyone that I know is Black child did those things, he would be dead.
Yeah.
And this kid's getting bailed out of jail by the fucking douchebag from Silver Spoons. Like, I don't, and it's all over.
Paul's in charge.
Well, can we, Scott Baio's been problematic forever.
He has been, yes.
You know, and who knew? I feel like this is like the, like, so back in the day, it was like, okay, you were a child star. You got on, like, whatever the hell was going on, Different Strokes. Like, geez. And like, it's like, just like, at some point we have to ask ourselves what the hell was going on the set of Different Strokes. So, but the other piece of it is like, now it's like, first it's like you were a child actor, you got on drugs, and then maybe you died and you had this horrible adult life. Now it's like, you're alive, you've survived the drug addiction, and now you are a trigger happy semi-white supremacist, but it doesn't really matter because you are a Republican who believes in Christian values, and you watch a lot of Fox News, and you bail out murderers from jail. But it's cool because I was on Silver Spoons. What?
I just imagine people are listening and they're like, what the hell is Silver Spoons?
Right? Okay, Silver Spoons was a show in the early 80s?
Early 80s.
About this super, super duper rich kid. And the only thing I remember from the intro of the show is that he had his own train and it would like bring him around the house. Yep. And he had like a token Black friend, which was Alfonso Ribeiro, who played Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And that whole situation, why was the Black kid there anyway? Like, what was the meaning of that? Do we know?
I mean, he was a cute kid and he could dance like Michael Jackson.
But like,
Jackson.
Why was he there? Why was Alfonso Ribeiro about the show?
I don't know.
Huh.
It did not leave an impact on my life.
Not
like Charles in Charge, obviously, because I keep talking about it.
Charles in Charge is, I mean, wow. He's so aggressive too.
He really is.
Yeah, he's Scott Baio, super duper duper aggressive.
Is he on Parler?
I wonder if he's a Parler account. Also, do you guys know about Parler? Parler is like the new conservative aggressive TikTok.
It's Facebook, but for racists.
I
don't know what it is. I have no idea, but I think that's what it is.
It is like, I wouldn't go that far, but I would definitely say that like, it's definitely a breeding ground for white supremacy and super, super right values and whatever they do. I don't really know like how
they is about free speech, right? So you can go,
but no.
But isn't that,
but it's not,
isn't that their premise though? Isn't that how they're selling themselves?
No, that's their cover for those of us who like, it's their cover. It's not their premise. It's not their ideology. That's their cover. their cover is free speech. But if I go in there and go Black Lives Matter, then they're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, America, my guns, my rights, my body, my choice, you know, all that bullshit that they spell. I don't want to wear a mask because I have asthma. What? Stop it. So, I mean, that's what that is. And it's just this way for them to, they're getting completely annihilated on all social media platforms, all of them. They're being annihilated. They're being smoked out. And it is pretty much the best thing ever. So they wanted a place where they could be themselves.
Yeah. If anybody out there is on the Parlor, hit me up. I'm super curious. I don't want to do it. Like, I kind of want to get like an undercover profile just to see.
People do it all the time. It's the best thing ever. There are people on TikTok that have undercover profiles and they're like, there's one guy. He's like, I just did it because I needed to see what's going on. And he created a profile and he's like, really, all I did was like put a picture of like a random like AR-15 I found on the internet and called myself Kyle. And I was off to the races. I was dying. I was like, okay, cool. So I kind of want to do it, but I'm also afraid I'll get like found out. It's like the same anxiety I had the entire time I was watching Black Klansman. Like, I was like so scared the whole time. Yeah. So anywho, it's been a hell of a week, I think is the long and short of it.
Yeah. And here we are. It is Thanksgiving week. What are you thankful for?
It is. I'm currently thankful for the fourth season of The Crown. You know, my family and stuff. Oh. But the fourth season of The Crown was really good. Okay. I don't know if anybody's watched it, but it was really good. What are you thankful for?
I mean, in this weird ass year that we've had, I'm thankful for friendships, particularly. You know, you don't get to see anybody. So cultivating those relationships has been really important. So I'm thankful for that and my family, obviously.
Wow, Tamala, way to really take the wind out of my sails when I tried to make a joke about being thankful and then you took it all serious.
Oh, well, I'm not watching anything on TV. What am I watching? Oh, I don't know if anybody's watching A Teacher.
Dare we?
Are you caught up? We'll talk about it next time.
We're going to talk about it next time, but A Teacher on FX, it is really uncomfortable to watch. They're about 4 episodes out, maybe 5. I don't know how to feel about myself when I watch it. I don't know
not great.
How to feel about, no, I don't feel not great. Not great. It's embarrassing a little bit and uncomfortable, but I can't stop watching because it's like, I don't know if it's okay.
It's good though. Yeah. We'll talk about it next time.
All right. Well, thanks for spending the time with us. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.